You can all together from what it used to be.
Yeah.
You never know where it was now. I wouldn't know if they had not explained to me. Times have changed, people's clothes, everything's changed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So what do you
want to change places? Years ago, it was just old fields.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes, and there was a old place on which is left here. I used to go like that many a time. It's all gone too. Oh, yes, yes. Goodness me, I have no desire to come back to your world. I've had my fill of it. You wouldn't understand if I don't die. The good happy old days. I'm a different fellow now. I'm a different chap. I'm a happy man. I wasn't exactly miserable when I was an old child. I had my ups and my downs. I had my good times, every bad times, but when I was on your side, oh dear, this is all countryside, all fields, and a few little places here and there, the Lambeth, the Flats, and the other ones, and a very good old place called the Boer, where I used to go and hide up for a while sometimes when things got a bit too hot.
Where
I was on the road. My name won't mean a thing, of course, to you. My name was Harry. Harry.
Yeah.
Harry Tucker. Yeah, old Harry Tucker.
Yeah.
I would not say what some of them used to call me, but I had some good lucks. I had a few guineas here and there. The old coaching place wasn't so far away. It used to sometimes change horses, you couldn't remember Bath. It was quite a nice place to go out there and I used to be a great friend of old Will's. He was a bright spark, he was. You're living many years after me. I'm talking about.
Were you on the highway?
I was talking about 160, 180 years ago.
Yeah.
What did I get? Not so far old Tobin was up here. Some of the unlucky ones. I had a good fortune to die in me. I cheated them, didn't I?
Hey, how did you
were a highwayman,
weren't you?
Well, you could call me that. I wasn't exactly highwayman. I was a bit of this and a bit of that.
Well, hey, when did you pass over?
When did you pass?
When you died.
Well,
how did you
react?
How did you, what sort of condition did you find
yourself in? I didn't quite get it. I was sitting in the bar. I was getting on a bit then, and I got a little bit tattooed by I snuffed it. I snuffed it. I remember coming down that staircase. The place was dark. Not a soul about. Didn't know as how as I was dead. I had a feeling for something to make me appetite. Funny that. I thought I'd get a bottle. Funny thing there, coming down the stairs.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I hadn't lit a candle, I don't know, but it was a summer's night. The moon was bright. This seemed the way. I knew where to go. I've been there hundreds of times. He didn't know it, the old cat, but he didn't know that often. I used to go and help myself in the night. He was having it, I suppose. There's always him. He said, now put the old door down. I said, I knew where to get a bottle. He never missed it. He didn't let nothing. I went there. Must have been 3 or 4 in the morning. I remember hearing those church clocks strike. straight road from it. Went up to the usual place, put the ears in the cabin, went to get hold of the bottle. Couldn't pick it up. Didn't make any sail on it. Never happened before. I seen Fatty, couldn't get hold of that bottle, couldn't grasp that bottle. Well, I put my hand around it, but did what it was. Didn't do it if I snuck in the sea. Then he suddenly stopped, tripping down the street as it was as if, I didn't feel my hand on the banister and my feet on the stairs. Didn't feel any weight. I thought to myself, gradually, I thought to him, feel light, you know. I thought, well, this is most strange. So I thought, well, I must be dreaming or something, or I must be sick. So I thought, I'll go up, get into the bed. So I goes up the stairs, quiet like. Didn't feel as if I started the steps, and I thought, I'm lightheaded, something, you know, odd. So I opened the door, that's another funny thing. I pushed the door, and it was as if somehow I walked through it, which I thought I must be having some sort of a dream or something, like me, you know. And I goes to go on the beam, and I see the man there. I thought, I've gone into the wrong room. So I start to go back. And I thought, it felt something odd, strange, uncanny. The lightness, no light was sticking to let me go to that thing. And I could see this man's face, and I thought, God, he's like me. And so when I went close up to him, looked at him, I could see it was me. I couldn't read my eyes. I didn't know to read on it, so I started running down those stairs like as if the devil was behind me. Shouting I was at the top of my voice. No one seemed to hear a word. No one came. I thought, this is strange. What's going on here? So I ran up the stairs and banged on the doors. I could hear the noise of the banging, but no one woke up. No one took any notice. I was in a terrible state. I flew out down the stairs. Opened the door of the inn, flew down the path, shouted, ran down the road, across the fields, I came to a river, not far from here, it was, and I stopped at the river. There's something wrong, this is a nightmare, this is crazy, this is bad, this is stupid, I just couldn't put the eyes on it. Sit down on the bank, and I was so locked as if I was in a dream. I just couldn't believe this was true. I said to begin to realize something different about me. I didn't feel the same. And by this time it was getting daybreak, and I was sitting on the edge of this bank. I wasn't obviously the bottom. And I could suddenly, as I looked down, I could see myself. It's a reflection, I suppose. I couldn't believe it. It didn't look like me.
Okay, that's interesting.
Well, it's very interesting.
Yeah. Another young fella.
Oh.
A very young fella it was. I couldn't believe it. After a while, I thought, this ain't me, what's that? I looked someone behind me, and I turned around, and there was no one there. I didn't make it, I made it as hell. And then I got up, I walked, must have been miles, I walked. And by this time, people were about, I remember, the marriage went by, and it was full of people. I was thinking to myself, I'd have been able to pitch a few guineas or something, but to me it was as if I would stop myself at all. And then I walked on and on, and it seems as if everything was going past me. The first thing was, it seems as if there's a crowd of people started to gather, all walking. And I couldn't see them, but I was here, I was here chanting, I was here talking, I was here laughing. And in that frustration, I stopped and looked at the garden. I couldn't see anyone. And if I walk up a bit, I stopped. 都不要这样折腾的，你要的心啊，这组合上自然对的，我们的心思他是能告诉耶稣开始说说对不每一个他不是的，每一年的黑子从这些人生他开始他的心的飞舞者开始他的人谁是我的后世开始把他的人生我被说的人那个可能是因为他是败了自己他是败了自己的背后他会是那些我的事实你那里是那些背后不要背后我的财富也背后不要这是这次的我可是因为他的时代是这部分是我他的不是他可能是一下子背后是大那个不是别人的那些人可以推的背后这是这方面是怎么样他为了好的，原来就在不是，但我是那个在保守，我在保守的，我也不是搞的那些，我也不是压的背部的管，是我搞的是，好的很多，那可不是那个背后的管，其实我是这样的，我是这样的，但我为了说不是，你让我是这样的，但我是笨的，我特别的认识，我没办法走，安慰啊。And I came to a little place to serve, any place, and I miss these people going in there, and I really have to see what I get to eat. And I hear these people laugh at the church with them, and as I'm in the door, I can hear them behind me, and I look back sharp, and no one came in, and I saw the other people inside, and I sat there, and I banged on the table, so I take them.So okay, there were two pictures, someone on the other side was eating pie or something. And there was a woman there in the corner. And she looked like one of those sort of, I don't know, I don't know what to think, and I get banging on the table, I don't want to look at this. And I went out to the, this is about our place, called out to the man, I said, tell me that I wouldn't serve it.You know, what we're not supposed to serve. He did take that notice and woman came over and she was a drink. He was talking to her. I was standing there and I shoved the other one aside, but she didn't really take it in. She said, I realized that these people, I guess, didn't know what was there. And I was staying and I could, well, I didn't know. I just felt empty inside. And yeah, I felt all the time as if I was dead air.Anyway, I realized it was no good, so I went out. When I got to the door, I could see a whole crowd of people who there must have been, and there were hundreds of people. Well, there was men and there was women and there was children and there was dogs and there was all searching right across the middle of the mosque. And they were all up in the church, you know.And two people came forward out of the curtain. I recognized them. One was my dad. He'd been dead for somewhere around 40 years. And he came up in. I never seen him. Looks well, big face, happy, jolly, healed. And with him was my sister who died many years before she did. And there he was. They said, come on, come on. They've been following you, waiting for you. But he wasn't ready. He couldn't see us. She didn't know we were there before all our old friends. And I looked around and I could see that none of these people were people I had been known years ago. Of course, my father was a bit, but it amazed me, was all shocking he was. And I've been away from home when I was coming down with you. And he was so happy and I felt so awful.And I began to realize that, well, I managed to have done something terrible that happened, but I would hardly admit it to myself, I suppose, but anyway, they took me by the arms, and they were pushing me and pulling me and through the square, and they was all singing, and I realized that they were singing some song. Not to be proud of it, but it was as if it was a choir, like you might get in the church. said to them once he had been religious, but it was every bright and colourful and all that, you know, and everybody had their eyes then looked all too well dressed, and his sackness on, because we were never well-off people, so then they was dressed nice and neat and tidy, and I noticed another thing, that they all got their own hair. Of course, we used to draw up around there, and then with the rich people used to wear the hairs, and sometimes they have these here, artificial hairs, and then with all these people that were neat and tidy, and hair was beautifully brushed and nice and fresh and clean, and nice attire they got. And I looked at myself, and I was amazed because I hadn't put them on an old clothes rack for wearing. I was back I was when I was all a young man and dressed in a nice suit I was, a plum coloured suit it was, and nice pieces of nice shoes, and I realised I was different. It was just somehow all of a sudden this had come, but I'd be in those articles, it was just people's, their thoughts and their sort of look, I suppose, towards me, not me. Oh, we bring up this place as well, singing and chanting there was, and I'm laughing to myself, then I was getting more happy and merry, and I lost my anger, I didn't feel angry no more, and then all of a sudden we seem to come to the top of the hill. Funny that was, because up to then the countryside was, as I thought, was a village, and then all of a sudden I got to the top of this hill, and I looked down. And it was different, nothing like I'd ever seen before. It was like looking at a distance, a great city it was. Oh, it was a beautiful sight it was. Beautiful places, buildings in the distance, just if it was lit up. Oh, bright and shiny and new and lovely. It was as if the walls were made of jasper and pearl. And, oh, it was lovely, it was real lovely. And next thing I knew was, I was standing outside what was like an entrance to a, I suppose you call it a castle. It was not like any castle I'd ever seen. But it was a big place with turrets. It was very nice and lovely to look at. And it was outside these gates, and these gates were actually open. I don't know what was there to open them because I glided through a bunch of walls, and I was no longer with all these people. It was as if I was on my own, and I wasn't as conscious of this tall person beside me, but I couldn't see him. And I knew that if I could see him, he'd be very light and beautiful. I didn't know why, but I had a sort of feeling as if he was a knight or something, and you know, I couldn't see. But it was as if he was a wonderful soul or someone who was full of light, you know. Anyway, we went into this place and up a great staircase and along a big, oh, I suppose, balcony was. And then we came to a room, a door, and went in this door. Then another thing, as if this door opened its own accord, and it was a great big hall. Oh, enormous place it was. Beautifully. Turned out, and there was great big tapestries on them, warm, beautiful colours and needlework, and there were several ladies sitting there in old-fashioned costume. There was, as I heard other people talk about, the beautiful materials and lovely ladies there was. And there was a man there, and I don't know, I thought at first he was a king or something, but I realised that afterwards he wasn't anything of sort, but he was a wonderful looking old. I say old, well, he looked old, yet as I reckon if I knew he wasn't, it was some sort of a, I don't know, but there again you see something and you feel something, and in this state I was in anyway, he was sitting on this sort of big chair on a sort of raised up part he was, and these ladies were sitting around, and then where I was conscious of a great deal of sort of, oh, I don't know, warmth, I suppose, a nice fear of him. Then I was sort of walking down this sort of ball place, and as I got near him, he stood up, and he beckoned me forward, and he says, well, I was with Mrs. Well, now you are here. You to see for yourself how you have prepared that which is your hope. Yeah. I don't know what to think, but I suddenly said all of a sudden, I remembered all the things I'd done. I'd never done that one any real injury thing, I'd robbed and thieved a bit, and well, but these were hard times, and I thought, this is all my life, get back in my limit. Anyway, he beckoned me to follow him. And moving down a long corridor, and then this is going down and down and down and down. I thought, as if he was going down into dungeons, and yet I can't say it was like dungeons, or it was that dark, was the roof going down this long sort of passage place. It was illuminated, it wasn't dark, and there was no torches, no nothing to light it up, but I was conscious of the light. Then he came to what was a well spoken room, not very big room, and in there was a man sitting at a table. And I looked at him as I went in, and he was like me, as I was. How could I stand this? And then this other person said, this is that you were. So I said, how do you mean what I was? He says, you were like a man in a dungeon. He says, you created for yourself walls and you shut out the things that mattered. But this is no more, he says. This is no longer you. This is reflections of what was. He says, but what is and what is to come is what matters. He says, you created for yourself a dungeon for darkness. You built yourself, you around yourself a wall. You shut out the light because your mind wasn't open. He says, now you shall learn, and I shall help you to learn. Come, I will take you elsewhere. And I'll be with you. And I went there, and up, and up, and up. And up many steps. And we came back to the place. The large hall. The ladies were still there. And I'd never one of them. She came forward. And she took me by the hand. And it was as if in some strange way she took me by the hand as if, well, as if I was, transformed or something happened. I don't know how to say it. And I looked at her face for the first time. And it was a face that I'd never forgotten. It was a face of a little girl as I was in my early years. Very fond of, very attached. And as I looked at her, she looked at me and I realized that if my life could have taken a different path and I could have married her, I'm sure that I would have been a different person. I wouldn't have got into bad company and taken up the road and all that. And she smiled at me, and as she smiled, I knew. And if she hadn't died as she did when she was a young woman, we could have probably married, and I'd probably been a different person. I'd probably worked on the farm or done something in the local way that would have got me enough to support us. But she died. That's what really turned me against everything and everybody. And she took my hand there, she did, and she said, now, come. She says, now, you can start all over again with me, and I'm to help you, and I'm to guide you, and to show you the way, she says, that. And I walked with her out of this great castle place, and we came, so it seemed, to a small place. It was on the verge of a, I suppose a town, we thought it, but it was as if it was just outside the town, but yet it was part of it, and it was a small little cottage, you should call it, and the roof was thatched, and it was a beautiful feeling, this is if I'd come home, when you had to attend this place before on earth. And then, as we saw later this, she looked different and the accuser said, with her clothes changed, and this to this beautiful attainment dress, she got a very simple cotton, I suppose, it was cotton, but it looked like a cotton dress or something, but she still looked the same to me, her clothes were different, but she was the same. And she'd been waiting for me all this time, she'd been watching over me, thinking about me, trying to get me onto the right path here all those years. It was a strange thing over there, but now we're together, and we've made so much progress together, and far, far different, of course, to what it was. But it all happens a long time ago. Many years ago, many things have changed. And she comes with me tonight to die if she's here. She doesn't say anything, but another time I'll come, perhaps she won't touch me. But I'll tell you more about it all, more detail than I can tell you now. But I'm having to learn still, but in a way, perhaps another time I'll come. I'm not good, perhaps there's discarded things. But if it's any interest, because that's what I was told, that Paul wanted us to come and talk about experience, the lives of experience, as you say it is now, your new thing that you have with.
Yes.
Well, there are a lot of things I'd like to tell you, but yet, perhaps we'll tell you a lot more later. But I must go.
Thank you, Harry.
But it's been nice meeting you, very nice.
Thank you, Harry.
But I'll be again with you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Harry.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.